we discovered that the fan gives, it turns on a level of noise reduction on the microphone so that you can barely hear. So, tell me something fun.
We went to Target.
Why do you have a telephone number written on your arm?
Because it's Riley's telephone number.
Why didn't you use a piece of paper?
Because my arm was right here.
Oh.
And the piece of paper wasn't.
Why were you up until 7 o'clock in the morning, Sable?
I was watching videos.
What did you want from
my,
business.
Your what?
My business.
Your business?
Yes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I run a business.
It runs an international drug cartel.
Do you?
It's a mug shop. It's called Paint a Mug. I'm telling you, paint mugs.
It's called Paint a Mug.
If you paint 10 mugs, you get drugs. Like a card, you punch holes in it, you know?
Yeah.
No, and when you get 10, when you no get... amount, just drugs.
Yes. Huh.
Nice. I don't know that that sounds like a good business plan.
I think it's a good business plan. I mean, how much does each mug cost?
$10.
I actually, maybe you.
I mean, $100 for some drugs.
The cheap ones.
It's You're usually just flour. Get... in a bag. But it gets them.
Wonderful.
I have to relocate every couple months because they catch on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm sure you don't have any return customers.
No. But they have their money. And their credit cards. And credit card numbers.
You take their credit cards.
Yeah, because it's always a smart move to buy drugs with a credit card.
I mean, card. I take their credit cards and then I just take all the money off the credit card.
Do you take a check?
A gift card. Right.
Drugs in the memo line.
Drugs for mugs. Mugs for
you guys
drugs.
Don't know what checks are, really, do you?
I know what a check is.
I know, but you've never had experience like writing them or seeing them. Or.
I've seen a check before.
On the lower left-hand portion of a check, there's a place... Ooh. To write, like, what the check was for. Like, if you write the check to Sydney Sanchez, and then the bottom left, you could say happy birthday or something.
Drugs. Mugs
you could write drugs, yeah.
My favorite shop.
Very nice. It almost sounds like one of those buyback programs that the police department would use.
Hugs, not drugs.
Like, yeah, well, you know, like drugs. When they're buying back guns, they give you, like, a Target gift card.
Oh.
You bring your gun in.
If
you bring in your mugs, your old and useless,
drugs.
Then you
better
give you some
drugs.
Instead of bringing
in drugs to get mugs, you bring in your mugs
to get drugs. Yeah. It's a good solid plan for junkies all across the country. Of course, then they don't have anything to drink out of, so.
They don't need water, coffee. Mm-hmm. They have drugs.
That's true.
That's how it works.
That's true.
Mugs are my drugs.
Smokes mug.
Hey, I was thinking about your closet.
That's where Cody lives.
Cody lives under the closet. No, but here's what I was thinking. I was thinking about your desk in the closet.
Yes.
Remember we were talking about that?
Yeah.
Here's my thought.
Yeah.
What if we... put the desktop on a hinge and then you were able to like lift it up so that you could kind of store things, but when you needed to do your homework you just, you know, you'd unhook it and put it down and it would set on a couple of things. That way you'd have some extra space over there. The underside of the desk could be like a cork board. And you could put pictures and stuff up?
Hmm? No, I don't think so, because I'm going to want to store things on my desk.
Like what?
Desk things. Things that you would have on a desk that you're doing homework on, and I don't want to take it off and put it back on every single time.
Shrunken heads.
Huh.
What?
So you think you want it to be permanent?
Yes.
Okay.
I want a permanent desk.
Well, thanks for raining on my parade. Trying to be all cool.
Keyword.
Stupid. I was thinking it would give you more room over there.
Yeah.
We gotta get on that sometime soon, though.
Yeah.
Get some of these other things out. Because that basket tower.
What?
Your tower of baskets right over there where we used to put your socks and your chonies and stuff in when you were a baby, when you were a kid. And now it's just like a storage area for your snacks and
junk.
You should just put junk. A desk right here.
Right where?
Along this wall, and then put a dresser with a dresser, a shelf in the closet, so you can put her clothes there. And then you can move this stuff right there. And so she'll have the desk right here. And then she can open the closet and there'll be the clothes in there, and then she'll have this right there.
It's actually kind of a good idea.
Yeah. I like that idea too.
They will never get a decision to make.
Those doors, though.
What about them?
Well, do they come off? I mean, if we put the dresser in there.
Probably.
Because you wouldn't be able to.
If we just, like, hit them with, like, a giant hammer, like a sledgehammer a few times, they'll probably break.
Yeah, or we could just probably pull them off the hinges. I don't think it would be necessary to.
We need the hammer.
Run it down with a bulldozer along with the rest of the house.
If we have one of those giant balls on a chain.
Wrecking ball?
Yeah. Yeah, we could call it a wrecking ball if you want.
That's the name of it, so.
You could do that. Yeah, I might like that idea better because I was thinking that the dresser would be out here someplace.
Yeah, I kind of like that idea.
And then you'd have room.
Because if we can find.
You've got the shelf up on top over there, so you could put some things up there.
If we can find one thin enough, we can keep my other thing in there and I can still store my cosplay stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, they're not stored in there currently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know that stored is the word that I would use necessarily.
Keep.
Piled. Board. You said they're not stored there currently. They're not stored. They're piled.
They're not piled?
That's kind of the definition of a pile right there. That thing.
Oh, I wasn't talking about my clothes. I said my cosplay stuff.
Yeah.
My cosplay stuff isn't piled.
No.
That's stored.
It's just piled in a box.
It's not.
No.
My makeup is piled because there's no use. Because there's no use in organizing my makeup because I'm just going to use it and it's just getting messed up and I'm not going to organize it every time because that's stuff. And then my wigs are just nicely set on top of each other.
Okay. No.
Not piled.
All right. Neatly piled. What's the difference between stacked and piled, then?
Okay, let's not get into a big discussion because it's hot in my room.
Piles, like...
No.
One on top of another, layered, not...
Not
like
neatly.
Stacked is a... It's not clean.
Stacked
not,
is a burger place. All right, let's say prayer.
Cuts.
No fan yet.
Yes, fan.
Prayer.
You go for forgiveness, you can get in my moment. They go and mommy over the day work. Feeling him on his back. He says, have a great day today. Let's have a great day. Bye.
Amen.
Let's
smoke
get
you.
Out of here.
It's not that hot in here. I think it's pretty cool.
It's humid.
Whenever I fall asleep, I wake up in the middle of the night and there's like this cold breeze on the bottom of Sydney's floor and I don't know where it's coming from. Yeah, it's like someone's just going. And it's just. And I lay up and it's not up there and it's just like. It's just like lingering on the floor, this cold breeze in my face, and I'm like,
it's my ice floor.
It's just like, and I'm like,
yeah, it's
me. I wake up and I'm like,
alright, ladies,
sometimes
good night.
In the middle of the night, like, I'm going to blow on you for a couple hours.
Stupid. Good night. I love you.
Good night.